closed captioned for the reality impaired. It's the Jerry Bader Show.
.906, as usual, I've got way more stuff sitting here in front of me than I could possibly talk about, but we're going to dominate much of this hour with presidential politics just down the road in a bit. But I do need to get to the story of people who want to sell stuff they baked at home at farmers markets and such, and you can't do that in Wisconsin right now. We've taken it up before, but there is a development on that as well. And whatever else that we do have time for, Antonin Scalia being attacked posthumously. They don't want to name a law school building after him. That's George Mason University. A lot of stuff to get to. Tomorrow, however, is a very special day on the Midwest Communication Station to which you are listening at this moment. WTAQ in Green Bay, AM and FM. WHBL, AM and FM now, 101.5 in Sheboygan. And WSAU Wausau, AM and FM. I guess I should do theirs too. 550 AM, 99.9 FM. It is Heroin in Wisconsin, Save Our Families. It will start 6 a.m. on this very station, go all the way to 11 a.m. The morning show host that you hear every day will be part of it, be it Seth from Wausau, Kelly from Sheboygan, Mike and Matt in Green Bay. And the heroin epidemic in Wisconsin is something I have talked about a lot. Other hosts have talked about it. Everybody's talking about it. Does anybody do anything about it? Well, Midwest Communications is, and this effort is being spearheaded by Midwest Communications' Erika Spencer, who joins me on a chat about it. Good morning, Erika.
Good morning to you.
How did you get involved? How did you get interested, passionate about doing this?
Well, Jerry, as you know, I was the news director down at the Sheboygan station last year, and like everyone else, we had been covering the heroin stories that were newsworthy. But one Friday night, as I was sitting there gathering news for a Saturday shift, I noticed the 911 Twitter feeds that were coming up said back to back, overdose, 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 overdose. And when I saw the overdoses just stacked on top one another that way, I thought, okay, is this a mass suicide of some sort? Is there some bad batch of something out there? What is this possible big news story? Well, it turned out to not be a news story that particular day, but it did evolve into what doesn't necessarily make news, and that is the number of overdoses that take place on a daily basis in many of our communities across Wisconsin. And so I began to reach out to various emergency responders to find out exactly the brevity of this problem. I reached out to Sheboygan Sheriff Todd Preby, and that is when I really began to grasp a hold of the magnitude of this problem. The sheriff told me that he and the police department there and various other law enforcement agencies across the state were actively involved, not just with interdiction, but in trying to educate the public about the problem of both heroin and opioid addiction, because they do intertwine, and that they were not having much success in getting the messages out about how they intertwine, that this is not a junkie issue, per se, which is the misnomer that is out there. Most people, when they hear heroin addiction or painkiller addiction, they think that this is somehow removed from them and their lives or even their families. So there is a gross lack of education and information out there when there is a disconnect also when you're only seeing it as a news story when it's newsworthy, and there are countless other overdoses that occur every day, right in your neighborhood perhaps, that never make the news.
You've been working very hard on this project, and you and I have talked, and at least for me it seems that a big part of the mission here is, to elaborate on what you just said, the stereotype, the perception that we have of heroin abuse, it's gone mainstream, mm-hmm. It's gone middle America, middle class America, rural America,
yes,
and urban America.
Correct. Tomorrow here on these Midwest communication stations, we have scheduled at the very least 50 speakers from doctors to law enforcement agencies. Also, we'll have those people who run the treatment centers. You'll hear directly from people who are affected with addiction and their family members. There's a great deal of information that's going to come out of this, and I encourage you, the listeners, to have your family members, if you're a teacher or an educator, get your schools involved to just listen to this information that will be coming out tomorrow. It will change your thoughts about this epidemic, not only in our state, but in our country.
And we're not just talking, we're doing, and there's an invitation to action that we'll be having for the listeners.
Yes, there is. We thought that we would do a disservice to just talk about it, as much as a disservice it is to just do news stories about it, when we're as much a part of the community as the stories, the people whose stories we tell every day. So along with law enforcement, we decided to set up a fund where members of the community who choose to get involved can donate to the countless grassroots treatment facilities that are popping up to try and contain this wildfire that we're dealing with. So many of them are having, I learned, to turn away people. They can't help them at all because they lack the beds. They lack the necessary funding or resources needed to adequately treat some of these people and help their families to be involved as well. There's a great deal more that we as a community can be doing to engage this battle and curb the trend that is really ravaging our families.
I interviewed a recovering addict for this project, and I asked him, how easy is it to get heroin in Wisconsin? And this is a direct quote. He said, I want you to know the right person more easily than I can order a pizza.
Well, you know, it's really interesting. We don't know, and I'm going to pivot here to what is now the big national story that may be related when it comes to painkillers, and that is the death of Prince. And as you know, investigators are now looking into every person who ever prescribed anything ever to him, controlled substance, to find out where he may have been getting the painkillers that may have, it is not confirmed yet, that may have led to his death. So I'm glad you brought that up because this too will be a large part of the discussion tomorrow. We can't answer all those questions here or begin to, but we've got professionals who are on the front lines of this fire every single day who will really bring off the page what we're dealing with and help us to get more involved.
And you should mention, though, the digital presence of this. This is going to be something you're going to want to go to the whatever station you're listening to go to the website when you get the chance.
Absolutely.
Well,
we will be streaming this live online as well as it will air live on television. It'll be televised on WSCS down in Sheboygan, streamed live as well, Wisconsin Radio Networks, WizI. There will be a large media presentation along with this. So you should definitely, even if you miss the main presentation that occurs from 6 to 11, I encourage you not to miss it, but if you do, you can always go back to those websites and watch it again.
And a final thought on this, as we're talking with Erika Spencer, Midwest Communications, final thought on this. You mentioned the scope of this problem. I would virtually guarantee if you think that no one in your circle, in your world, has been touched by this, you're almost certainly wrong.
You know, my heart sank. I mentioned at the beginning of this how I became aware of this, and it left an indelible imprint on my life to sit there and watch all of those overdose calls come in back to back there in Sheboygan last year. I will never forget just the sight of that Twitter feed of the back to back calls to different locations. It wasn't one location. And none of those stories made news because they were not considered newsworthy, but I guarantee you those were people whose families are impacted. Their lives are forever changed, and we, as part of the community, can be a part of solving this problem.
Story in the Green Bay media today that the epidemic of hypodermic needles being found all
I
over
saw
the
that.
City. Yeah, you know, it's just, it is that big, and that's why we're not just talking
touches
about it.
Touches your life one way or another.
Yeah, one way or another. We are doing something about it tomorrow. Erika, thanks for stopping in.
Thank you.
Erika Spencer, Midwest Communications. She's been working very hard and is going to be a well done, but more importantly, a very important project tomorrow. Heroin in Wisconsin, save our families. 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. on the Midwest Communications Station to which you are listening. And the station to which you are listening is now going to go in a completely different direction. In 5 minutes, presidential politics. The call for everybody to jump on the Trump train. Just you don't know what I'm going to say. See, if you think you know what I'm going to say, you don't know Trust me, you don't know what I'm... Yeah, I do. No, I'm arguing with an imaginary person. So what else is new? 916.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.